This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, has reached Somnath a short while ago. The Prime Minister is scheduled to participate in the Somnath Swabhiman Parv being celebrated at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat. The event marks 1,000 years since the invasion of the temple in 1026 and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. The Prime Minister will take part in the Omkar Jap at the temple premises. Following the prayers, a breathtaking drone show will be held over the skies of Prabhas Patan. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister is scheduled to participate in the Shaurya Yatra and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev. He will then address a public function in Somnath tomorrow. Mr. Modi will then travel to Rajkot to inaugurate the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that the law and order plays a vital role in the development of any state. He said that states with better law and order always attract greater investor interest. Addressing a constable appointment ceremony in Jaipur this afternoon, Mr. Shah said that despite several challenges, the Rajasthan government has given special attention to law and order, and as a result, the state has now emerged as a preferred destination for investors. He said Rajasthan's future is bright. The Home Minister said that a state progresses when young people are given jobs without recommendation, without corruption, and through a fully transparent selection system. He added that recruitment must be corruption-free and fair. Mr. Shah said that the Bhajan Dal-led government has freed the youth of Rajasthan from the menace of paper leaks. As part of pre-budget exercise, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing a meeting with the finance ministers of states and union territories in New Delhi. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary and senior officials of the ministry are also present in the meeting. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to begin on the 28th of this month. The Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandaviya, said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 is a unique platform which will provide an opportunity to young leaders of the country to present their ideas directly to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, the minister said the ideas shared by young minds will help shape the future of the future policies of the government, taking the nation closer to the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The interview will be broadcast in our program Surkhiyon Mein today at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold channel and other frequencies. It will also live stream on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official, and on the News on AIR mobile app. Iran has been gripped by increasingly large protests, which entered its 14th day. The Iranian army said today that it will safeguard strategic infrastructure and public property as the government has stepped up efforts to quell the country's biggest protests in years. The Iranian military statement came after U.S. President Donald Trump issued a new warning to Iran's leaders. Earlier, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said the Islamic Republic would not back down, accusing protesters of acting on behalf of foreign powers and blaming U.S. President Donald Trump for the unrest. The unrest, which began on December 28 over Iran's economic hardship, has continued despite a heavy security crackdown. Human rights groups estimate that between 45 and 100 people have been killed so far, including minors. Several international airlines have suspended or cancelled flights to and from Iran as nationwide anti-government protests enter third week, compounded by a near-total internet blackout and heightened security concerns. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, chasing a target of 208 runs set by Gujarat Giants, UP Warriors were 168 for 7 in 18 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Gujarat Giants posted 207 runs for 4 in 20 overs with the help of skipper Ashley Gardner 65 and Anushka Sharma's 44. For UP Warriors, Sophie Eccleston bagged 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.